God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, he's not going to show you everything about everything to come. Does he know everything about what's coming? He's not going to show you that. You couldn't handle it. Don't need to know it. But he will give you not even a page, not even a paragraph, but a word. A word of revelation about something in your future. Someone said, why don't he tell us more? Well, I believe he would tell us more if we'd pay more attention and desire these things, but he's never going to sit down with you with your planner and take you through the next 20 years, month by month, and get, why? Because, you know, you might feel like after that, you got it. You wouldn't need to even pray and check in with the Lord. You'd just get your calendar out and wouldn't have to walk by faith like you would otherwise. No, the Lord's never going to tell us that much. He expects us to be led by Him every day and walk by faith, not knowing. Abraham went out, not knowing where he knew he needed to go out, but he didn't know where he was going. And yet he knew all he needed to know if he's going to walk by faith. Now that's hard on your flesh. I said that's hard on your flesh. You know, you've heard our testimony numerous times, but I didn't know you, and Phyllis didn't know you when we were shut up in the condo room with no money and no church and no congregation. And the Lord says, do this. Are y'all with me? We had not met. I didn't know you. We didn't know that hundreds of people would show up at the first service. The devil will tell you nobody's coming, and people are going to stay away. And he'll tell you all kind of stuff if you'll listen, but we didn't need to know everything and how it would work and how wonderfully faithful the Lord would be. We didn't need to know all that to obey Him. All we needed to know was step out. Take this step. What's next? You'll see. He'll show you. He'll give you a word, and then it'll take faith to follow that out. And as you go, more will be revealed. How many remember Saul when he got saved on the road to Damascus? When he's, you know, fighting against persecuting the church, and the Lord told him to go into the city and it would be told him. How many understand? He couldn't, if he goes back to where he came from, he's going to be in trouble. He's not going to get it. He's got to take that next step. Why go to the city? Why do that? You keep asking questions and you'll never find out. Yeah. Go on to the city. Take the step you know to take. Do what you know to do. And as you take those steps, more light will come. Amen. There are people in this room right now. And you're making decisions. You're in the midst of a thing, making decisions. And the reason you've been so agitated and so troubled is because you're trying to see too much before you'll move. Are y'all with me? You're actually bucking against walking by faith. You want to see how it's all going to work. You want to see where all the money's going to come from and how it can all happen before you take a step. You'll never get it that way. Because God is a faith God. He requires faith. And a lot of things you just can't see until you get further down the road. You ever been driving down the road in your car? You see something way off in the distance? And you go, what is that? Maybe somebody's with you. You pull off on the side of the road. You sit there and go, what do you think that is? I can't make it out. It kind of looks like a building. I think it's a cow. Maybe it's an 18-wheeler. Now, we can sit here and we can theorize and we can work ourselves up, can't we? Well, I don't know what it is. I wish I knew what it was. You can't make it. I don't know what it is either. We just don't. Let's call the prayer line. We can't make y'all pray. We can't make it out. What is it? I wish I knew what it was. Can anybody tell me a way to find out what it is? Come on, help me out now. Can you tell? What do? Just get back in the road. Come on, put it in D. Right? A little throttle. And just keep on trucking. Come on. Keep on taking steps. Get up, take another step, keep heading that way. And how many know as you get closer and closer, it's going to get clearer and clearer? Until after a while, you're going to go, oh, well, of course. That's what that is. No need sitting back here 10 miles away trying to make it out. Don't frustrate yourself. Don't vex yourself trying to see too much, see too far, get too much figured out. The Lord will reveal to you a word of wisdom. Now, Phyllis is my word of wisdom. What was that, 2001 and 2? Was that we were to come to Branson. Why? We had no intention of starting a church. Of course, the Lord, that was His intention all along. Well, why didn't He tell us that? Didn't want to. He's going to see, are we going to walk by faith or not? What are you going to do? Go here, take this step. Now, we did, we came, we looked around, we prayed, we looked, we knew something's going on. And we got a word about Branson. Branson's a word of wisdom. Branson's in your future. Branson. Now, what could that mean? Maybe that means we're going to start a show. Huh? Branson's known for his shows. I mean, oh, you're laughing, but I mean, I'm just trying to say, what could it mean you're going to Branson? Well, we're going to retire from the ministry. Going to retire in Branson. We thought we'd just base out of Branson and keep traveling like we were doing. That's what we thought. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because it's easy to get a word and try to make a page out of it. And maybe the word was right, but all your commentary on it is way off base. Are you with me now? This happens all the time. You get a word and it's got a lot of blanks around it. And so you start filling in the blank. Well, I think that must mean this. But it wasn't a word. What was our word? Tell me again. Branson. That was our word. What are you going to do when you get there? That's a blank. He didn't even give us the sentence. He just gave us a word. But He's showing us things to come. Oh, come on. Can you see this? Can you expect that in your life? Someone said, well, you're a preacher, Brother Keith. These are not preacher verses. That's right. He didn't say these manifestations are given to every preacher. That's right. Every individual, every child of God can expect these kind of things. Say it out loud again. He shows me, things to come. Is it His will? Yes. Must be His will to make us aware of things in our future. To let us know things about His plan and purposes for us in the future. Or He wouldn't have said this. That part, and I mean, of all the things He could have said, this is one of the main things in this verse. That when the Spirit of God comes, He will show you things to come. Listen to these other verses. Don't try to turn to them. Just listen to them. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto Me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things that you know not. Does the Lord want to show you some things you don't know? Show you some things about your future you don't know, you've never seen? Does He want to? Jeremiah 29:11. 29:11 in the NIV. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Somebody say hope and a future. See, the word of knowledge has to do with the present and the past. Things you could know about what has happened and what is happening. But knowledge of the future, it hasn't happened yet. So how can you know about it? Well, God knows the end from the beginning. It's hard for us to wrap our mind around how he knows all of this, and time does not affect him like it does us. He sees the end from the beginning. That doesn't mean we don't have a free will. He just knows us. He knows the enemy. He knows his own plan. And he knows his plan for your life, and he wants to give you not all of it so that you just check your calendar from now on, but enough of it to get you going in the right direction so that you can take that word and words and then walk by faith with the rest of it and trust him to fill in the blanks. He will show you things to come. Say it one more time. He will show you things to come. There are so many of these in the Bible. I got lists and lists of them here. I don't want to start. I just want you to get the spirit of it so you can recognize it any time that it is happening. But go to Acts 9 and let's just touch on this one. The word of knowledge and the word of wisdom operate hand in hand many times. We divide them to define them, but they work hand in hand. How many have read the book of Revelation? Well, John is out there on an island by himself, and he gets to praying, and the Spirit of God shows him. Now, you know, people talk about the seven churches, and they so many times say seven church ages, which that term is not used. And I'm not saying it can have no application there, but I think people miss the fact that these seven churches existed at this time. These are not just figurative. These churches existed and the people in them. And the Lord revealed to John things about each one of them, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, what is that? What is that? That's word of knowledge. What they were doing, what they were not doing. How could he know? He's got no telephone. He's got no internet. He's got no TV. He's out here on this island for all this time. And he knows that this church is about half backslid and this church is doing good in this area but not good in this area. Have you read the book of Revelation? He describes their condition, doesn't he? That's word of knowledge.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Revelation Gift Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1304F. That's R-1304F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.